Today is Saturday, December 28th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Three locations in Madison were closed Tuesday as Starbucks union members took to the picket line. The unionized workers were asking the company to deliver on its promises for fair labor practices. The Baristas Union filed a new unfair labor charge last week, alleging Starbucks refused to bargain and engaged in bad faith bargaining. The union says the 1.5% guaranteed wage increases per year offered by Starbucks just isn't enough. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has promoted consumption of raw milk. But the question is raw milk illegal in Wisconsin?
Raw milk sales are generally illegal in Wisconsin, except for incidental sales directly to consumers at dairy farms. These sales become illegal if conducted as a regular business or if they are advertised. President-elect Donald Trump's health secretary pick, Robert Kennedy Jr., has signaled support for raw milk, which some public health authorities warn is unsafe due to the risk of bacteria like E. coli. Advocates claim nutritional benefits, but experts say evidence is insufficient. A 2023 Wisconsin bill to license raw milk sales failed to pass. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This fact check was reported by Trisha Young from Wisconsin Watch. Complaints about inadequate plowing following Milwaukee's first significant snowfall, with some city elders noting that major roads were cleared after the 4-inch accumulation, but many neighborhood streets weren't salted or plowed. Those elders are looking into a refund of the city's snowplow fee, which produces more than $11 million in revenue. But that's unlikely to happen due to the city's budget crunch. The Common Council's Public Works Committee will discuss the issue in its January 8th meeting. A former fire chief in Ripon is fined for misuse of his fire district's credit card. The Fond du Lac County District Attorney's Office said Timothy Saul Jr. spent more than $30,000 on the card for personal use from 2016 to 2022 and didn't inform the fire department board. Saul pleaded guilty to three charges of fraudulent use of a credit card and was sentenced Monday to $1,000 on each count plus additional court costs. Investigators said using the card allowed Saul to benefit from a high line of credit while a high balance of late fees built up. Saul said in an apology letter he paid off the balance with his own money. Public Health Sauk County recently partnered with Greed Foundry to install a Mamavo location pod. This serves as a private space for breastfeeding and or pumping for employees and features a comfortable seat, a shelf and outlet for a breast pump, and a built-in fan for fresh air and white noise, and more. Caster wheels on the bottom allow moving the location pod to other spaces at the foundry if needed. Funds for this project were provided by the U.S. American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jesse Phelan, Deputy Director of the Public Health Sauk County, said the addition of the Mamavo location pod at Greed Foundry is a great way to support lactating parents as they return to work. In our search for a place to award the pod to, we learned that a common concern for parents who want to feed their baby breast milk is where they will pump at work and whether it will be private and clean. We learned that many businesses offer a space, but sometimes it is not an ideal setup. Not all spaces are private, easy to access, or easy to keep clean, which can make it harder for a lactating parent to use those spaces. The Mamavo is a great answer to these concerns. If you or someone you know would like to get involved with local breastfeeding initiatives, you can contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. Navigating your egg business from stress to success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Trade and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick, UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist, says it is a three-step program.
The content is kind of set up in what we call a three-step process, where we'll go through some materials to help them think about where they are now. So that helps them identify their specific stressors, but also helps them describe their farm, how it's running, and those kinds of things. So it's kind of that, where are you now? And then we go through the second step is, where do they want to be? This is where it's more about their vision, their future goals, what, you know, defining what success looks like for them to give them a kind of a clear direction. And then that third step is, how do you get there? So that's that final piece where we're helping them put together an action plan that's practical and achievable, so that they can really start checking off the to-do list to kind of reach that goal.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families. Participants will have access to the Zoom link and other key links for the program.
We call this an asynchronous and synchronous class. So the asynchronous part is that people can go online within this platform and read materials, watch videos, listen to articles if they'd rather listen rather than read, and they kind of go through some steps. But then we meet with them virtually through Zoom meetings as a group. We'll meet together and talk about different things so that they meet other people in the class. They can build support networks through that, get ideas from each other. They also get access to a facilitator who can meet with them one-on-one and help them with their planning and how they want to get started with addressing their issues. So with that mix of asynchronous and the synchronous, are those live group meetings, there's a way to really focus on things.
Kirkpatrick says well-being is another aspect of the program.
We want to give some tools and some small ideas about how they can build some de-stressing activities into their day. So hopefully little things they can kind of de-stress and let go so that those don't build into bigger things.
Those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Egg Business from Stress to Success online course January 1st. For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB, or you can email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is previewing a year-long celebration of the quasi-quicentennial anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System in 2025. The public is invited to participate in the 125th anniversary celebration of the Wisconsin State Park System by spending time on public lands, attending events throughout the year, and learning about the park system's history. Over the last 125 years, the state park system has shown commitment to natural resource stewardship and providing high-quality outdoor recreation opportunities to the people of Wisconsin. A broad spectrum of property types, including state parks, forest, recreation areas, and trails, provide scenic, accessible, and affordable spaces for visitors to recreate and enjoy the outdoors. In 1899, the Wisconsin State Legislature approved an act providing funds to acquire land for what is today Interstate Park. The state park was established in 1900, with land acquisition beginning in September of that year. The establishment of Interstate Park also marks the founding of the Wisconsin State Park System, which has since grown to include state parks, forest trails, and recreation areas comprised of over 307,000 acres of public land. The DNR will celebrate the 125th anniversary with events led by State Park System staff and partners. Visitors are encouraged to visit the DNR events calendar to find details on events happening throughout the year. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.